from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Martell Covington, age 31 at the time of this interview.
My mother's always been active in the community. My stepfather's an activist as well. He's a former Black Panther Party member. So just at home, just culturally, I kind of was exposed to a lot of different things that had happened in the country and in the world. So it kind of gave me a different point of view. But one thing is, though, my mom, who I'm grateful for, and shout out to her if she hears this, but she kept me busy, you know what I'm saying, from when I was young. You know what I mean? I played baseball and football for Homewood. I played the drums at AMI in Homewood. We went to Homewood Amazon Church. I was in a choir and I did like plays. I was a junior usher for a second, but she kept me busy. I went to Central Catholic High School, and that's a Catholic, all boys, predominantly white college preparatory school in Oakland. And I went there coming from Holy Rosary School in Homewood on Kelly Street that was all Black. So I experienced a little bit of a culture shock being in like the only Black kid in a class, or you know, hearing people kind of have misconceptions about you or where you're from or what your family dynamic is like or things like that. When I got to Howard, which is a historically Black college and university, it was cool to see people that look just like me from all over the country, from all over the world, that wanted something with their life. They wanted to do something. They wanted to make an impact. They wanted to make a change. And that was powerful to see. It was exciting to see. Just to see that some of the things that people I went to Howard with are doing now is amazing. There's people that are star actresses, that are, you know, writing shows, that are producing for top rap artists. They're elected officials, they're councilmen. So it's kind of cool to see that. And that difference was coming from Homewood, where there may have been somebody I know in my life that I got love for, but they not doing nothing. And they're still on their porch. So when I left for Howard in 2005, they was on their porch. And when I came back home in 2010, they still on their porch. So it's just kind of like, dang, man, I done these things. And it's like, yo, you still where you at? So it's kind of sad to see that. But at the same time, it's like, well, at least one of us is making it. One of us is out here doing something. I work at Community Empowerment Association. I'm the Assistant Director of Youth and Family Services. So I coordinate our after-school program and our summer camp for the Homewood site. I also supervise our Summer Learner Earn program. And I coordinate our Black Family Reunion event and also serve as an ambassador to the organization. So I'll meet with people from universities, elected officials, law enforcement, anything like that. I want to do a whole bunch of things before I leave out of here. Mainly, I want to continue to make an impact in our community. I want to educate our young people, and I want to see young people that I've had impacts with step in positions to make change. Another goal of mine is to somehow make an impact politically, whether that's me running for a position or me putting someone in a position to run. Also, I enjoy film, and I want to make movies, and I want to win an Oscar for making some movies and for writing scripts. And I also want to create a trust, a financial trust for my family and my community. And hopefully I can get something named after me around here. I want people to remember me as an individual that did gave of himself. Somebody that invested heavily in the community that he came from and he loved it. Somebody that was fearless and somebody that fought for his people. The struggle builds character, loss builds character, and there's one thing about Homewood people there's a lot of character here. Resilience. There's a lot of communities in the city that breed people that are strong, but Homewood strong is different. The richness. And I know that's kind of ironic because Homewood's one of the most impoverished communities in Pittsburgh, but there's still a richness here. Historical richness, a cultural richness. You see it in the summer when they had a Harambe. You see it every Wednesday when they had a jazz on the steps. You see it on Saturday mornings at Homewood during football season. There's a richness here. And I think that's something that's important for us to remember and for people outside the community to know.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Devin McGinnister and Dana Morris. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.